Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, C-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Raise Up.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Some of the tracks, but
It's killing this bullshit that's out in 2015, man. When you guys went and recorded this, was that one of your focal points? Did you just want to go out there and crush all the competition?
I'm trying to.
You guys hear me?
Magma T. I didn't know if he was on mic.
Yo.
Yeah, he should be on.
I'll let y'all answer some of the questions, man.
Okay.
How do you feel about today's music and, you know what I'm saying, what was your mindset when you guys were recording this album? You know, did you want to make something that separates your talent from this bubblegum bullshit that's out there today in 2015?
Well, definitely as a producer for Black Rain, I definitely know that I had to make something extremely gangster to keep the fans happy. You know, I had to give them their street music. So, you know, that's what I focus on. And, you know, that's the type of beats they picked out. So, you got to give credit to those guys.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And it's Memphis. I mean, this has definitely got that Memphis sound. But it's I'm telling you guys, man, if you don't have it, you got to go out and get it. Where's your website if they want to get the physical copy as well?
OfficialBlackRainENT.com.
Yeah, you guys got to go out and get that shit immediately because, let's just give them a track. Let's give them a track. You got the single that you put out there, Fuck a Job. We're going to get off into that in a minute. But I like this track, Finna. Tell them about this one here. Who's all on this one?
That one is me and Mac Montez. And, you know, that track is just about, you know, you meet people every day. They say, I'm finna do this, finna do that, but it be bullshit. So that was addressing people who say they always finna do something and never do.
Yeah.
Especially in this music industry, right?
Exactly.
no doubt. Well, let's give them this song. This is off the album Overwork and Underpaid, available right now. Again, go check out our review at ugsforlife.com. We'll be right back right here with the Clubhouse Club. Go nowhere.
714-950-548.
Yeah.
talking about what you gon' do. In reality, you niggas be some goddamn fools. I'm getting tired of these people with this spin of conversation. Always talking good game, but ain't got no motivation. Need to get their ass up and just stop the hesitation. Turn that negative to positive, it's called determination. Oh, you finna be what? Bitch, you ain't gon' be shit. Too much talking, not enough walking. Got you looking like this. If you was really about your business, then you wouldn't talk about it. You can show them with your actions, then I never speak about it. Oh, you finna be, yeah. Bitch, you finna be, yeah. Oh, you finna be, yeah. Bitch, you finna be, yeah. Oh, finna ass nigga, I ain't never did shit. Cause I'm finna ass nigga, always talking like a bitch. Oh, you finna be, yeah. Bitch, you finna be, yeah. Oh, you finna be, yeah. Bitch, you finna be, yeah. Oh, finna ass nigga, I ain't never did shit. Cause I'm finna ass nigga, always talking like a bitch.
That's what we need, I'm telling y'all. That's why, we're excited to have you guys on the show. What's been the reception of the album so far?
Well, everything that I've been hearing has been positive. Everybody loved the tracks and loved the crunkness, the hardness of the album. And so, you know, that's what the streets wanted, so that's what we had to give them.
Yeah.
And it's something everybody can relate to.
Right. It's a lot. It's 21 tracks on there. So out of them 21 tracks, I guarantee it's something that everybody going to be able to relate to. You might not like this, but you can like this. Out of them 21 tracks, we gave the people basically what they wanted. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, all that bullshit-ass rap that's out right now. No offense to nobody that's in the game, but, you know, we just kept it underground all the way like we always have been. Straight.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys always, I mean, that's one of the things I respect about y'all. You always kept it authentic, you know what I'm saying, since I first heard your music. You know, you see a lot of cats coming out, and, you know what I'm saying, they think, okay, I'm gonna try to do this style. I'm gonna try to be like this ASAP Rocky, whoever the fuck, you know. And it just fucks up the shit that they did in the past, I think. You know what I mean? It's like if you have a legacy and you have an underground following, then all of a sudden you convert to this shit. You wearing something so skinny, your fucking balls about to pop out of your asshole, rapping like, you know what I'm saying, some kind of a fucking fruitcake. I just don't understand it. You know, I don't know. I'm old school with it, man. That's why I appreciate the music, man. You guys got to keep doing this shit. What's on deck next? You guys got solo albums coming out? Or?
Yeah, everybody working on a solo project now, which we're working on Mac Monty's solo project. And next month, we're going to have a remixed and remastered copy of his first album come out next month. Just, you know, it's going to have some bonus tracks on it from, you know, from the new album or whatever. So we're working on his. My solo album been done for like 2 years. I just haven't released it yet. So I'm working on another one, but I already had that one already on deck.
Well, let me ask you guys this. Do you have any more verses with Lord Infamous? You do? Okay. Is it coming out on your solo projects, or you got a special plan for it?
We got kind of a special plan for those. But we do have some Lord Infamous verses.
Damn. That's what I'm talking
that's
about,
like,
man.
That's like the number one question everybody asks. Y'all have some Lord Infamous verses? When y'all going to put them out?
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know what I'm saying? When we found out that he had unreleased tracks that are 30 years old, we're like, oh shit, we need to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who likes Lord Infamous music is going to be hyped just to hear that shit, that y'all got that. You know what I'm saying? That's huge.
Definitely. So, we also got another project coming out with Two Tone and Mr. 420, member of the Clubhouse Clique, that's going to come out after Mac Monteith's CD.
Yeah, it's an EP. I'm going to drop it. So.
Yeah, it's on the project.
Coming up here, for what, first quarter, second quarter?
Probably first, most likely first quarter. I'm thinking like the end of February.
Wow. Yeah, and you got this album out, right? I mean, you guys are hitting them No Limit style, just one after another. You know, and then you got
yeah,
shit involved. We don't know what the fuck you're going to come with next.
Look, that was kind of the idea, you know, when I was talking to Mac Monteith and Jack Daniels, but I was like, we need to come like Master P. Ain't nobody doing what Master P did back in the day, so I was like, why not recreate it?
Right.
Yeah.
And let me second. I remember when he came with that idea, and he did just say that, like, No Limit. He sure said we're going to flood him because we got so much music that we hadn't released yet, and we constantly work. So, like, we can tell
right.
y'all 21 tracks, but you got to imagine how many more tracks that we still got. Like, that was like, the maximum that we could give y'all. If we could have gave y'all more, we could have. We would have. But that was just what we gave y'all for fun. So, it's so much music that we already got, and we continue to work. That's one thing about we never stop working. We always work.
Yeah. You definitely got the music. You know what I'm saying? You got the talent. You got the tracks. You know, I can't wait to hear the next project too. Because this one here, I mean, it's like I said, front to back. You don't need to fast forward anything. It was hard for me to pick the music too, because you know what I'm saying. I could have went in so many different directions. But let's give them another one. Let's give them the fucking job. You guys were promoting this one. Tell everybody about this one. I kind of like the idea of this song.
Fuck a job. It's just what it says. You know, a lot of times we got these jobs. They put you in these situations where you need them. If you don't leave, you ain't going to be right. And basically, you living just over broke. You know what I'm saying? That's what that job shit is, just over broke. So we Two Tone, he came with the concept, you know what, fuck this job shit. And that's what you got out of it. And that's something that everybody can relate to. Even if you got a job, we not down in the job system. We saying don't let them control you. Be your own boss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah, real talk.
We don't want you to walk off your job tomorrow just because you heard this song. But we appreciate if you wear a sweatshirt or a T-shirt to say it on there, you know, to let them know how you really feel.
Yeah, walk up in the boss's office and say, fuck the job. The unemployment rate's going to plummet after this. All right, here we go. Fuck the job. I'll click.
Yeah. You know, people don't totally understand the meaning of the job. It means just over broke. They put you in a situation where they feel like you need them. Fuck them. Get your own shit. Make your own money, no matter what it is. Legal, illegal. Do you. Don't let nobody put no kind of restrictions on how many hours you work, how much you can make. Fuck these bitches. You heard me?
Fuck the job.
It's going down. Black Rain.
Fuck the job, yeah. We got the trap back pop. We do coke, we here to lean. Everybody shopping, yeah. Fuck the job, yeah. We got the trap back pop. We do coke, we here to lean. Everybody shopping.
Right.
I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
I'm overworked,
I am.
I'm underpaid,
I am.
Yeah. Fuck this bullshit. Yeah, we feeling like a slave. Yeah, fuck the job. We got the trap back pop. We do. I went to work and realized some shit. I ain't made, I'd rather hustle hard, work overtime to get my ass paid. I used to listen to them process it, but it didn't profit. Got my own shit, so the job shit I had to stop. I be my own boss, my own rules, I'm on my own time. A nigga moving silently, don't talk about the grind. Gas stove in a pot, working out a cone spot. Grocery like Kroger, but some people call it safe. I like the song is for the people who wanna get paid. Get your own shit,
yep.
So you can show them self-made. Yacht micromanic, cause he panic, threatened about a job. Fuck
yep.
These damn pistols, the crime flickers like the mob.
Yep.
Fuck the job,
yeah.
We got the trap back pop. We do coke, we here to lean. Everybody shopping, yeah. yeah, fuck the job, yeah. We got the trap back, poppin', we do coke, weed, pills and lean, everybody shopping.
Right.
I'm overworked,
I am,
I'm underpaid,
I am,
I'm overworked,
I am,
I'm underpaid,
I am,
yeah. Fuck up this bullshit, yeah, we feeling like a slave, yeah, fuck the job, we got the trap back, poppin',
do fuck a job, I'd rather get that work than go to work. Sit at home and push that work. Shit, I bet I make that work. Lift my hustles, hit the studio, and later charge a bitch. Never sleep, I stay at it, always on some money shit. Mr. 38106 in Park, watch me roll the loudest spark. Laughing in the dark, get a job, it ain't in my heart. I hustle hard, stack my paper, then do it again. If you ain't talking about money, then we ain't gonna be friends. I'm the baddest, pussy schematics, my hustle's acrobatic. I'm at it, loose change, dollar bills, I gotta have it. Don't need taxes when it comes to my paper coming home. No traces, no paper trail, I keep my money out my home.
Fuck the job,
yeah.
We got the trap back pop.
We do coke, we
build the lean, everybody shopping,
yeah.
Fuck the job,
yeah.
We got the trap back pop.
We do coke, we build the lean, everybody shopping.
Right.
I'm overworked,
I am,
I'm underpaid,
I am,
I'm overworked,
I am,
I'm underpaid,
I am,
yeah.
Fuck up this bullshit, yeah, we feeling like a slave,
yeah.
Fuck the job, we got the trap back pop.
I ain't worried about no job, been getting money. Go hard. Ever since I was a youngster, no getter was in my heart. Chasing paper, pimping pins. My whole life I was taught to win. It ain't no second place when your paper chase. I'm trying to win a race from Magnolia. That's where it started. Grew up tough and raised retarded. All my niggas in black rain do get money and tote that 40. Fuck working, I've been working. Got my own club, been twerking. Young nigga, move that dope and a whole lot more. Nigga, I've been serving. I'm trying to make it to a million. That's all on my mind. Fuck these bitches, they on the grind, get money, no wasting time. Hustle hard and grind smart is all a nigga know. Stacking, flipping, making profits, getting in and out the dough.
Fuck the job,
yeah.
We got the trap back pop.
We do coke, we
build the lean, everybody shopping,
yeah.
Fuck the job,
yeah.
We got the trap back pop.
We do coke, we build the lean, everybody shopping.
Right.
I'm overworked,
I am,
I'm underpaid,
I am,
I'm overworked,
I am,
I'm underpaid,
I am,
yeah.
Fuck up this bullshit, yeah, we feeling like a slave,
yeah.
Fuck the job, we got the trap back pop.
We do.
Fuck a job.
Yeah, Prince, I'm about to say, I'm at the Milton Eye. Like, fuck a job. I'm at work now, about to say, fuck a job.
So, but back in the day, writing for these fucking magazines. But, yeah, man, that's the shit right there. I just had two friends told me they walked off the gig, and one guy says he's about to jump off the third story of his building. Man. No, it's a hell of a track right there, man. And like you said, it's crunk, it gets you amped. That's the type of music, you know what I'm saying, that gives you energy. You know what I'm saying? Instead of this dumbed down, slow shit where it's just all about the beat, you know what I'm saying? You guys combine the beat with the lyrics. What I'm saying is you're not coming with no bullshit. You're coming with talent. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
That's got to be important for you as an artist.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It's one of them things, we make what we feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, and a lot of artists, I don't know if they take that same concept or whatever, but we just go off our feelings like, okay, this is what happened. Like, fuck this shit, I'm fed up with this shit. And we just come up with the idea.
We making reality music, reality rap, not that make-believe shit that you hearing on a day-to-day basis out here. Cause come on, if you
and a lot of people can't accept it.
Yeah, we basically it's reality rap. You can either you fuck with it or it's the truth though. You know,
that could be why we ain't mainstream like everybody else, because we telling you what you don't want to hear. We telling you the truth.
A lot of people they want to hear about is the bullshit that's going on out there. They don't want
to
hear reality.
I was about to say that shit. Yep. They quick to hear the bullshit or the ratchet shit or the, you know what I'm saying, the petty shit they like to call it or whatever, but motherfuckers really don't want to hear that real shit. I was just about to ask y'all, like, y'all working with any younger artists from in Memphis that's up and coming? Like, I can hear y'all doing some shit with, like, the CD6 or something, you know what I'm saying? Because them, like, some of the only young guys that I'm hearing from Memphis that's making a little noise that's kind of keeping the core traditions of the real underground Memphis shit with their music.
We don't mind collaborating with no artists in Memphis. That's one thing about us. We from the street, and that's what we giving you is the street shit. So when another artist feel like they want to come and collaborate with us, that's not a problem. Ain't no egos within the club, pal. Quick, you know what I'm saying? We
right.
Straight under Memphis artists, and if they doing what we doing, they like what we doing, and we liking what they doing, we can work together. Ain't no egos and no hating over there. So if anybody dig and like our sound and they scared to approach us, man, send that email through Black Rain ENT or jump on the website. Just reach on out, you know?
See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, there's a lot of people, too. I mean, you guys, you know what I'm saying, you guys are global. You guys, I imagine, got fans overseas. Have there ever been any talks of, like, going overseas and doing shows or anything like that? If so, where?
It have been, like, Germany and France, but nothing went concrete or whatever, but it have been talks or whatever. But, like I said, the money, right, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's money to be made over. It's almost like they respect our music more than we do now.
Right. Yeah, more than over here, for real.
Yeah, they fuck with us in Germany. Like, we got a Jay Joe, CEO Jay Joe. He make a lot of remix tracks for us, and they really jamming our shit in Germany. I had to get on the internet and see that, like, it's a lot of remix, remastered tracks that we did previously with a different, because they like that old slow, satanic old shit that we used to be on. So Jay Joe may remake the track and make it to the way they like it with the same lyrics, and there it go. That's the shit that they on right now. But I'm not knocking them for what they listening to, but that's the shit that they on right now. I noticed that.
Yeah, we just did. He just sent us a track, me, Mac Montez, and T-Rock. We just did a song to one of Jay Joe's tracks about a week or two ago. So, you know, we work with people from whatever. You know, we don't discriminate. We'll work with anybody. You know, we've been working with Joe. You know, we worked with Jay Joe for a long time. You know, he did the artwork on Mac Montez's first album. We work with anybody. It's not, we don't discriminate. We don't have any honor with anybody. So, you know, it's whatever with us.
If they got good music, I imagine, you know what I'm saying, good artists like to collaborate with each other, you know. And plus, you know, there's money out there like a motherfucker. It's just a matter of finding it. You know, but then again, you got to separate the bullshit from the reality, you know.
Exactly.
But what about features, man? If guys want to get a hold of you guys for features or shows like we were talking about, what's the best way they can reach you?
Man, they can call the Black Rain phone number. They can leave a message. Somebody will always answer. They can always email, you know, Facebook, Instagram. You know, it's Black Rain on everything. Twitter. So it's not hard to get it. We're not hard to find. We don't hide.
Yeah, definitely. And plus, you got all this music on deck too. That's what I like. You got shit ready to drop. You know what I'm saying? Here in another couple months, and then right after that, you got more stuff. And then you got that shit in the vault, man. What's stopping you guys from dropping the stuff in the vault? You said you had special plans. Is it in the near future?
Yeah, it's in the near future, but you know. That's one of those things where the timing needs to be right when you release it.
Right. Lots of people, you got to realize, we really was letting out. That was a friend. That was an artist and a friend to us. So when he passed, it's kind of like we're going to let his legacy live on, but we're going to let him rest in peace. So when we did this album, we had him in mind, but you weren't going to hear him because you like, it's like you got to understand he's gone now, so this going to be us. But we hadn't forgot. We still got some stuff in store for y'all with him, but man, we're going to let our friend rest in peace and let him shine, look down on us and let him see we continue what he was part of starting. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like personal and business-wise. Like Tom was saying, the timing got to be right. But you got to look at it from a personal standpoint. That was a friend also. So everything got to fall in place when we talking about doing that music. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, tell us about this next song that we're gonna play. Blow a nigga ass off. Now, see, I used to live in Memphis, and I know what that shit means. You know what I'm saying? But for the motherfuckers that don't know, that can't understand, why don't you intro that song for us real quick?
Oh man, that's just basically, we from a city, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, we from the city, from the city. This one of the grimiest cities, you know what I'm saying, that you can be around, that you can be in. And I'm not trying to down my city because I love my city, but it is what it is. We from the 901, which you come wrong, you get wrong, and that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. If you ain't from around here.
Right.
Y'all got Chirac. We got
Merkin
City down here.
Yeah, shit. I already know it. Like I was saying earlier, shit. I used to live in Memphis. I graduated from Hillcrest High School in '96, and I come up in the Kingsgate and the Winslows and all that shit. And so I already know how motherfuckers be getting down in Memphis.
Yeah,
it ain't to be fucked with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you understand.
Motherfuckers need to be right when they in them streets.
Somebody talking about coming around here. That's how this city is. You don't know nobody, don't come around here. And that's just how we came up. You know what I'm saying? No outsiders. We don't fuck with strangers, no aliens. And that's just how it is.
I remember I interviewed for a magazine, I interviewed Ty Crane over there. He was working on some piece thing he was doing with the youth and stuff like that. This is in Streetmaster magazine a long time ago. Yeah, man, Memphis. I saw a documentary. Some cats were shooting at bums for target practice. I was like, holy shit, man, Chicago ain't even doing that yet. We're shooting those 2-foot rats we see in the alleyways, but, you know, the homeless, we might throw blankets at the motherfuckers, but not slugs. So, here it is, man. We'll be right back here with the Clubhouse Click. We ain't going nowhere.
Damn, these niggas murder motherfuckers down here. There are multiple people killed this weekend. One man was killed in
the apartment complex behind me. Residents are supposed to say they are praying for 1 week without any violence. I'm from the city, my nigga. Why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off. Fucking blow his ass off. I'm from the city, my nigga. Why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off. Fucking blow his ass off. That's how we do it like the West. You come round that bullshit, your family gon' be next. I'm loaded up, I'm ready to walk, can't no nigga tell me shit. So keep my name up out your strength, or what, I fuck your bitch. Pussy straight, head five, keep it real, can't tell no lies. Fuck niggas, come on missing, but I got an alibi. You never know how killers go, coming through your front door. Click to make it stains, rob the screen, it's all a nigga know. We new to this, we new to this, everybody know we true. Some things that you might hear, you might say it's ludicrous. Don't fuck around off in my town. On God, we gon' clown. You hoes gon' get kidnapped. You bitches lay it down. I'm from the city, my nigga. Why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off. Fuck it, blow his ass off. I'm from the city, my nigga. Why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off. Fuck it, blow his ass off. I'm from the city, my nigga. Why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off.
Give me a PHIS. Come wrong on my side, get these bullets in your chest. Blow a nigga ass out, lock his body in the trunk. Plenty niggas in the M, love to smoke and blow that bump. First 48 is homicide, fucking with us, nigga. Trigger finger, get you, make a hustler turn into a killer. On our grizzly when we do the city, trying to hit a lick. Keep on stunning around my town, watch your bitch ass go get hit. We don't bluff, we don't give a fuck, nigga, give it up. Kicking dough in your house, watch me ramble through your stuff. It's out the north, east and west, rules, you know how we get down. Keep on playing around, hear your face get painted like a clown.
I'm from the city, my nigga, why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off, fuck it, blow his ass off. I'm from the city, my nigga, why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off, fuck it, blow his ass off. I'm from the city, my nigga, why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off, fuck it.
niggas hating, it ain't shit to blow your ass off about that damn cake. No playing games when it's about that change. We take aim and we do anything that we gotta to maintain. Magnolia, that's my hood, and been repping it since day one. If you come across the tracks, hope you packing a damn gun. I remember early 90s, these niggas was damn fools. After fighting, they would shake up and drink up and back cool. This new generation of young niggas with no respect for their OGs. Talk about they bees, PCs, boy, please. I'm a real 80s baby, still rock J's and love the ladies. Bitch, don't kill my vibe, cause a nigga stay strapped with it, fall today.
I'm from the city, my nigga, why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off, fuck it, blow his ass off.
I'm from the city, my nigga, why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off, fuck it, blow his ass off.
I'm from the city, my nigga, why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off, fuck it, blow his ass off.
I'm from the city, my nigga, why they blow a nigga ass off? Blow a nigga ass off, fuck it, blow his ass off.
If they ain't went over to UGSforLife.com right now and checked out that review and got that CD, they must be fucking crazy. We gave them three different tracks, three different directions, all three hard as fuck, off the new Clubhouse Click album, Overwork and Underpaid, available right now, both digitally and physically. I'm glad you guys put out.
Like I said in prayers to end this year off, man, we've been hearing a lot of good music, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though we ain't been hearing it on the mainstream and shit. Yeah, man, we actually been hearing some good motherfucking music. And they just dropped a whole other one.
We heard Point Blank.
They can't tell me it ain't good music out here.
Clubhouse Click. We heard JT Money, K Reno, Esham.
The Paris album.
Detroit, Memphis, Miami, Houston. I mean, shit's actually coming back again. It's because of fellas like yourself who actually, you know what I'm saying, have appreciation for your craft. And he ain't showing out to this bullshit trend. It's actually destroying hip hop. If you listen to the mainstream music today, like the garbage, especially the real garbage mainstream, it's really desecrating hip hop. It's desecrating the legends and the pioneers who built this shit.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, we speak about Lord, you know, Lord Infamous, it was one of the most influential cats ever. A lot of these guys, I hear some of these guys nowadays even using this style, not really paying homage. You guys, that's your brand. How does that make you guys feel?
Let me speak on that. I'm glad you brought that up. Man, I got an Instagram page, MacMoney901. I followed Amigos Instagram, and they was having this debate saying that they started the dab, they created the flow, and that they doing all of this and this, and they started wearing Versace. Okay. Let me say this right now. I'm going to give them credit for one thing and one thing only. That dab shit, it wasn't no dab shit that I knew about before the Migos came out. So I'm going to give them credit for that dab shit. But that flow shit, Lord Infamous created that flow right here in Memphis, 1993-94, way back when. He was the first person that I heard do it. Then you heard Bone Thugs and Harmony and so forth. So Lord Infamous created the flow. They get credit for the dab. And we all know Biggie was wearing Versace, but when them niggas was in the womb, come on, man.
Yeah.
Was
Versace actually made clothes for Pac. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right. And we all know
you know what I'm saying?
Still in the nutsack when that was going on. So with these 90 bands that's trying to act like they OGs in the music game. And it's,
you know, a lot of them sound like either, and if they ain't trying to sound like Lord, they try to sound like Skinny a little bit.
Like
they try to steal their shit. You know,
Memphis has always been a city that people have ripped off from. Because I seen the early days, you know what I'm saying, Gangster Pat and Skinny Pimp, you know what I'm saying, they went to Atlanta. Then Atlanta at the time, they had a totally different style. It was more of the bass, except for a few groups like the Hard Boys, Sammy Sam. But then, you know, a couple years later, they developed this whole style, and they act like they don't know where it came from. It's like, but real fans of music know where the fuck it came from.
Crunk music originated in Memphis, Tennessee. Lil Jon and the
Crunk
stole that shit and took credit for it in Atlanta. But that shit started here. What do you think they thought it is? That shit
right. Even the word crunk. I don't even remember them saying crunk in Atlanta in the early days. Niggas in Memphis been getting crunk and buck up in this motherfucker too.
We started with getting bucked, and then we went on to getting crunk. First it was getting bucked, then we started getting crunk. Come on, man. We originated this shit down here. We pioneered it.
J-Dog was getting crunk back in the day.
Yeah.
Gangsta walking is getting booked is gangsta walking. It's juking. All
exactly.
It's all that shit.
Yeah, rest in peace to Coop, too, man. It's I mean, Memphis, you know, Nick Scarfo, too. I mean, Memphis has been taking a lot of hits lately. You know, it's horrible to see all these guys go such a young age, knowing that there's so much less for them to do, and especially be with their families, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe. Right
in the game.
Two years ago.
Around this
time 2 years ago. You sure ain't
right.
I'll tell you what,
those
though.
Those are real Memphis pioneers.
A little infamous, though, I tell you, that dude is killing it, man. He's cold. Have you guys worked with him yet? And see the six?
No, I have never ever spoke to him. I finally heard one of their records, like, it was like a week and a half ago, probably 2 weeks. I had never heard any of their music.
Yeah, they got plenty of it out too, man. That's one thing I like about them young dudes is they grinding their shit. They got a gang of little mixtapes out and they doing their thing, but they staying true to the. It's like they taking the elements from what y'all created and the shit that y'all kept going, and they continuing it instead of trying to hop on like some trend shit. Now I'm not saying that they, you know what I'm saying, all their songs are super mature because they young guys, but the core elements of Memphis hip hop is right there. It's gangsta walking music. It's bucking. You know what I'm saying? It's pulling up on Bill. All that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they continuing it on. And Lil Infamous look just like his daddy and sound like that motherfucker too.
You know what I'm saying? He got that. Yeah, I heard him and I like those guys, man.
And it don't sound like he's forcing himself to sound like his dad. He sound like his dad because that's his dad. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why I like that shit. It ain't even
like
he's trying to do.
Like his dad.
He ain't
like
trying
him.
To do his dad. He is his dad. That's his pops. Yeah.
And I was like when I heard the song, I was like, damn, he bumped. I was like, he sounds just like him. You know. That was the feel vibe I got from, but I was like, he's staying in his own lane with the boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying to be his dad or nothing.
No, can't help it ain't his fault he sounds like his pops, you know what I'm saying? So like when motherfuckers was like, oh, he's trying to be like his dad. Well, you got to get mad at his dad. You know what I'm saying? And if you're mad at his dad, you can't get mad at his son. You know what I'm saying? Because he's supposed to be like his father. I teach my kids the same way. I want them to be better than me. So seeing him do what they do and they grind, and I you know what I'm saying? Like, I put my hats to them little dudes in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Because they shit hot to me.
Yeah.
I like they shit.
Yeah. We salute them.
Yeah, you guys. Yo, a lot of shit's going on right now, you know what I'm saying, in the world. What's your take, you know what I'm saying, the lack of conscious rap, you know what I'm saying, like the Public Enemy stuff and the you don't really see that much. And speaking of which, most people don't even know Public Enemy just dropped an album like a few months ago. People don't even realize that shit. How do you guys feel about conscious rap?
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up right now. You know, if you speak on the true shit that go on, that's not going to never get played. That shit get pushed to the back of the shelf. So, you know, the way the music set up, you see the people that's being successful, the ones that's out there making damn fools of themselves, and them the ones that they put on the big stage and they want them to lead the youth. And that's what they do with all this fugazi-ass bullshit, making these young kids think that they can grow up and be like their favorite rapper. And they really don't know this is just a facade that's being pulled over their eyes. So, you know, it's crazy where we at in hip hop today, but you know, we still it's still some underground. That's what the good thing about the underground rap is. In light of all of that conscious that you don't pay attention to and all the bullshit that they do play, the underground, that's kind of like your outlet. That's kind of like your in between to both of your other hip hop world. You know, because the underground gonna keep it raw and real, whether you like it or not. sometimes, you know, the conscious rap be too deep for a lot of these young cats out here. If you ain't went through nothing, how you gonna understand what these people talking about? You know what I mean? So a lot of times they rap be a little too deep for them. But that underground, that's kind of like the midway between the break point for everybody. Everybody can relate, see eye to eye through that underground. You feel me?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's where the real music is at. It's in the underground. You don't see too much of it. I mean, you used to see it in the mainstream. That was back when cats like Spice One was signed to Jive Records. You know, it's not like that no more. Nowadays, you got these dudes. They look like half man, half woman. You know what I'm saying? Hermaphrodite rappers. But
you'll never see a record executive come to me looking for artists. Never gonna happen.
You know.
Either they scared, or it's a reason. If we moved to Atlanta or somewhere, we would have blew up years ago. But since we in Memphis, they're not coming here. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
We've been through that. But we want to stay grounded within our city, though. This city what made us where we are today. So, you know, that's what we chose to do. We're going to grind it out in our city.
And that's real, too. You can't do nothing but respect that. And it's crazy how the industry doesn't come to Memphis, being that, you know what I'm saying, the industry pretty much started in places like Memphis. I mean, the music in Memphis, it goes back so far. I mean, it's just crazy. You know, cats don't even realize the history of it. But then again, you know, right now they're not looking for talent, unfortunately. That's not how you get signed. It's almost like they signed the craziest looking motherfucker they could find that looks like a fucking, I don't know, man, clown, something.
It's
crazy.
It's all about Twitter followers now.
You know,
Twitter followers. Yeah, and you know what's crazy, Two-Tone? You go out, okay, and you build up a million Twitter followers, and you get millions of YouTube videos, and you do this for years all on your own. Then you go to these labels. That's what they're looking for. They want to build off of the success that you already made. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So by the time you get to that point, you don't even need them fools. You know, that's like kind of like, though, I don't like his music, but that's kind of like what Hobson told Ruthless Records, and he told Strange Music the same thing. He's like, you know, I don't need to sign with anybody. You know, every video I put out has, you know, a million plus views on it. Why do I need to sign to anybody? That's the way it is. You know? But I appreciate you guys coming on this show. Before we go, is there anything you guys want to say? Anybody want to shout out or anything, or social media you want to let everybody know about?
Man, want to say, you know, always RIP Lord Infamous, RIP Coop. Man, y'all can follow us on Twitter at Black Rain ENT. You can follow me on Twitter at Two-Tone on Twitter. Same on Instagram. Everything is Two-Tone. You know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Same with Black Rain. You can find it under the same name, Black Rain ENT, on all the social media networks. And man, the website, officialblackrainent.com.
Yeah, and you can also, if you need some tracks, you can also hit us up on officialblackrainent. You can hit me up, Jack Daniels, on there. I got an email. You can hit Two-Tone. You can hit the official site. And I want to give a shout-out to Cash, the track brokers, the producer team. So that's what it is. Matisse, what up?
Yes, I ain't got too much. And I already said everything. Shout out to the whole Black Rain, you know, Slim Money, repping, you know, the Clubhouse clique. It's a lot of members, too many to name, but shout out to everybody within, you know, that's making it happen. And my thoughts on social media, Mac Monteith on Facebook, Mac Money 901 on Instagram. I don't have no Twitter. I ain't just too keen to follow that nigga, so I ain't got no Twitter.
And, you know, we want to give, you know, a special shout out to all the fans that always supported us. We appreciate it. You know, through the years, we appreciate each and every one of you. That's why we did this album with so many tracks. And for a price of $5.99, which no artist had ever done that I didn't could remember ever gave somebody that many tracks, you know, $6 combo fur.
And not no bullshit tracks. I'm talking about real tracks. We gave y'all real tracks. For $6.
You heard it right here. And how can you not afford $6? You know, like you said, you know, $5.99. I mean, it's a steal. You know, so go out and cop that, get that right away, and you know what I'm saying, we're gonna get up out of here, man. Thanks again for coming on the show, fellas. We appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Clubhouse Click. And you, like I said,
yeah,
you heard the music. You heard the music tonight. Now go get the album. Overworked and Underpaid, available right now.
Man, we appreciate
you. Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt. Anytime, man. You guys are welcome on the show anytime. It's real talk. You know, but we're gonna give everybody a special track right now. This is actually Gangster Nip's latest. This is under the name Brother Nip. This is called Street Messiah, coming off the self-titled album. That's gonna be coming out next month in January. So get that. And you know what's crazy? This is one of the focal points of this, guys. This is one of the most disgusting, vile rappers of all time. He put out an entire album without using a single swear word, and it's still hard as fuck. You're going to hear this is the title track right now. Check it out. Street Messiah, right here on Murder Mass Music Show by Brother Nip. And shout
UGS
out to the Clubhouse.
UGS for Life. Yeah, nope.
UGSforLife.com. Check this song out.
Yeah.
Welcome.
A street messiah has come to give you the game.
I'm the street messiah.
Hey.
If you listen, you can go and build a street empire.
Come on.
Fulfill your complete desire. I serenade the streets like a street mariah.
What else?
I only come to inspire. So you can go to heaven, you can dodge the fire.
Hey.
Find your niche, cause the devil will try you. Turn a negative into a positive and retire.
As a youngster, I used to wake up with the roosters. Learn from the drug dealers, hang with the boosters. Ran with the hustlers. Tell me what you need, man. Ounce of cocaine, plus a pound from the weed, man. Hustle all day to a player get done.
Hey.
17 shot, 9mm handgun. Raised up hard with these known pistol packers. Plus I stayed right next door to the jackers. Homies in the hood raw banks a lot. The streets taught me this, thanks a lot.
Hey.
We was getting money on every block. When you see them cop cars, homie, throw them rocks. Soon as they leave, you can pick them back up. Dope fiends still come and lick them back up. Caught a few cases I had to beat. That's when God told me to get up out of the streets.
Hey. I'm the street messiah.
Hey.
If you listen, you can go and build a street empire.
Come on.
Fulfill your complete desire. I serenade the streets like a street mariah.
What else?
I only come to inspire. So you can go to heaven, you can dodge the fire.
Hey.
Find your niche, cause the devil will try you. Turn a negative into a positive and retire. Yeah.
Take a look in my brain, where the chemical imbalance could blow up a train full of people. The ones don't consider me equal. In a mental courtroom, litigation is lethal. And the lawyer is a loan shark, he ain't faking. Plus he's court appointed and the judge is Satan.
Right.
An innocent black man's already guilty. The judge said 45 almost killed me. It was really 25, I was writing exact. Plus the extra 20 piece just because I was black.
What else?
The government knows they ain't making excuses. When the Chinese wanna know, they ask Confucius.
What did he say?
Told them to be become designers, where everything we buy is made in China. Caught a few cases you had to beat. That's when God told you to get up out of the streets.
Hey, I'm the street messiah.
Hey.
If you listen, you can go and build a street empire.
Come on.
Fulfill your complete desire. I serenade the streets like a street mariah.
What else?
I only come to inspire. So you can go to heaven, you can dodge the fire.
Hey.
Find your niche, cause the devil will try you. Turn a negative into a positive and retire.
I used to roll 20 deep with these psych war killers, and you know we got the heat. Take it outside, we can take it to the street. Mean mugs on our face, mean somebody getting beat. Gangs and nips, psych war, yes sir, I'm the chief.
Hey.
You can cut the stove on, and you know we cooking beef. AK, 100 round drum, shouldn't have messed with me. And the size of the shell, number 223.
That's right.
15 in your car door, if you acting tough. One shot hit you, it'll lift a hater up.
Hey.
Fools get the ducking, ass blood on the ground. If you don't hold it steady, it'll knock a player down. Choppers get the bustin', better pull that car over. Force of the kickback broke my homie's shoulder. Count a few cases I had to beat. That's when God told me to get up out of the streets.
Hey, I'm the street messiah.
Hey.
If you listen, you can go and build a street empire.
Come on.
Fulfill your complete desire. I serenade the streets like a street mariah.
What else?
I only come to inspire. So you can go to heaven, you can dodge the fire.
Hey.
Find your niche, cause the devil will try you. Turn a negative into a positive and retire.
Hey, we ain't done yet. What the fuck? You think we're going out of here that quick? We gotta get one more track, man. We're gonna get
go ahead and drop, or at least give him one more.
We're gonna get one more. We're gonna get one more, then we're gonna get the fuck out of here. This is Help Me God by T-Rock. Also, the new album, The Untold Story, available right now. You can see the review at UGSforLife.com. Had to come in and give him one more, man, like old times. We're gonna start playing
like
more tracks. Time. Make sure to send us your tracks. MacJ@UGSForLife.com or Prez@UGSForLife.com. And also, if you want to join the archive yourself, hit us up. You know what I'm saying? UGSForLife.com. You know what I'm saying? You can get affordable rates where you can actually have your own show. You know what I'm saying? We got a package deal going where you can get a review on the website the whole night. So keep fucking with us. This is Help Me God by T-Rock. But before we go there, we got a show tomorrow. I got to make sure to plug everything. I always forget. That's kind of why I'm back again, too. We got KFYB tomorrow. I think it's episode, shit, I don't even know, man. You guys have done so fucking many. Episode 167, and that's going to be tomorrow night with you, Vel, and Six, of course. Then we got Skinny Pimp on Monday.
Monday.
And we got the Scratch LDP, it's the LDP Roundtable, Scratch and all his homies. Living Dead Productions next Thursday. And then Friday we got the Slaughterhouse Part 5. So shit, man, we're gonna keep doing it. We might have Necro on Wednesday too. We might. For those who don't know who Necro is, he's a rapper over there on the East Coast. He's very lyrical and brutal. You know what I'm saying? He's been around for a long time too. So other than that, everything good with you, Mac? How you been, man? You been good?
Yeah, I'm good over here, man. We all good. Just getting to the weekend.
Making a waffle burger.
Yeah, man. I'm going to make a scramble. They want, these motherfuckers want tofu scramble shit in it with regular scrambled eggs, tomatoes, and onions. They nasty as fuck.
I like it. The chef right there saying they nasty as fuck. You don't want to eat it,
yeah.
As the chef's saying. It's nasty as fuck.
And just the favorite combination, like tofu and regular eggs, that's fucking disgusting, man. And these motherfuckers eat all kinds of shit. With grilled onions and tomatoes in it, too. I can't eat that out.
Yeah, extra gas later on tonight, I guess, and heartburn. Whatever the fuck they want. I feel sorry for whoever's sleeping next to them. Shit, I feel sorry for the dog that's sleeping in the same room as them.
Yeah, tofu anyway is nasty, period. I know, I guess that shit's supposed to be healthy for you and shit, but, man, all that, man. I'm going to eat, man. If the doctor don't tell me I can't eat that shit, I guess, you know what I'm saying? I'll pick and choose what I eat. And it won't
pick
be no fucking tofu.
Fuck the tofu. Help me, God. I don't want no tofu. T-Rock, right out of this bitch. He's just for life, and
bitch.
I promise to give you the whole truth.
I am the truth
and nothing
truth.
But the truth.
But
every time I get off in this booth, you know what I'm talking about? Ain't nothing saying. This is the untold truth.
Ain't no peace on this planet. The only peace is my clock. They want me starving forever. Didn't want to see me on top. My faith in God is abundant. I still believe he my rock. Still pushing dope on this corner. Praying my CD will pop. When you got grown man problems, you can't do shit but grow up if you plan to solve them. But life's a trick. You can't depend on what the media tell you. They desecrate belief in Christ and set us up for failure. I'ma say this shit. Police want to bully a G and think he a back down and be gentlemen up in the street. Try to Mike Brown or Trey Carney. I'ma go Zimmerman on the police. Did he say Zimmerman on the police? Yeah, nigga, Zimmerman on the police. I got a hunger for justice. I'm setting my table for dinner that I'm finna eat. And I feel this weapon in my hand burst. Motherfuck what race I am. Look at me. I'm a man first. Death's on my family. Me and them have gotten very closer. Got the rap game on my back like it's part of my very shoulder. Mentally bit through hell. I'm here to say that hell is real. Truck out my mind. It's like I feel myself in hell and beer. This new Atlanta ain't been peace in ATL in years. And those who don't believe in afterlife, your hell is here. I'm not religious and I'm light years from being perfect. But I know a life without belief in Christ ain't even worth it. His love for me is deeper than this very ocean surface. I hate myself because I know that I'll never
undeserved it. Fires of life made me a rebel, I started in churches. Before I murked them seeds and left them all to ride in hearses. Feel proud in black society, put us at war with our women. They shit on men who fear the Lord, but they submit to pimping. If I don't tap this weed, I feel I just made out from tension. Wanna do what's righteous, but the righteous look like they ain't winning. I'ma say this shit, get your face up out her twat, get his dick up out the center. Up your undivided attention, wipe them far from smoking mirror. I'm a thug, but I can't run from God, I know I need him nearer. When you learn what life's about, higher power, sacred and dearer. In a new chapter in life, a little more weed, a lot less liquor. A brand new chick, a brand new team, a whole lot stronger, a lot less niggas. I get the truth of Atlanta, the way that I kick it is keep in the city you flow. In the hood, niggas give me the respect of the president, I fuck Olivia Pope. And I got shooters who murk everything in their path the moment they hear me say go. I'm on a mission for peace, and if I don't get peace, I'll be aiming the pieces of soul.
So help me God, be the realest nigga on this earth. Help me God,
do your work and hit these devils where it hurts.
Help me God,
know you for myself and keep you first.
Help me God, help me God.
I hear the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I am the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I hear the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I am me God,
the whole truth.
Help me God.